How to handle negative comments and online criticism. In today's hyperconnected world, online platforms have become both a blessing and a curse for individuals and businesses alike. While social media and digital spaces offer unprecedented opportunities to build a brand, connect with audiences, and showcase leadership, they also expose us to the risk of negative comments and online criticism. Whether you're a business owner, a public figure, or simply an active online participant, encountering harsh feedback or outright hostility is almost inevitable. The key to thriving in this environment lies not in avoiding criticism but in learning how to handle it with grace, professionalism, and strategic communication. This comprehensive guide will delve into the psychology of online criticism, its impact on personal and professional reputations, and actionable strategies to manage it effectively while maintaining a positive online presence. The psychology behind negative comments and online criticism. Before diving into strategies for handling criticism, it's crucial to understand why negative comments happen in the first place. The anonymity of the internet often emboldens individuals to express opinions they might not voice in person. This phenomenon, known as the online disinhibition effect, can lead to harsher, more impulsive remarks. Additionally, some criticism stems from genuine frustration or disappointment, while other comments may be driven by trolls seeking attention or conflict. As a leader or business professional, recognizing that not all criticism is personal is the first step to managing it effectively. Negative feedback, when constructive, can even serve as a valuable tool for growth and improvement if approached with the right mindset. From a psychological perspective, receiving criticism triggers a natural defensive response in the brain. Our amygdala, the part responsible for processing emotions, often interprets criticism as a threat, leading to feelings of anger, anxiety, or self-doubt. However, leaders and communicators who excel in digital spaces train themselves to override this instinct, responding with logic and empathy rather than emotion. Developing this emotional resilience is essential for maintaining credibility and authority online. The impact of negative comments on personal and business reputations. In the digital age, a single negative comment or review can spread like wildfire, especially if it gains traction through likes, shares, or retweets. For businesses, poor handling of criticism can damage customer trust and loyalty, while for individuals, it can tarnish personal branding efforts. A study by Bright Local found that 85% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations, highlighting the weight that public feedback carries. On the flip side, addressing criticism transparently and constructively can actually enhance your reputation, showing that you value feedback and are committed to improvement. Leaders in communication emphasize that the way you respond to negativity often speaks louder than the criticism itself. A poorly worded reply or an emotional outburst can escalate the situation, attracting more unwanted attention. Conversely, a thoughtful, professional response can turn a critic into an advocate and demonstrate your commitment to effective dialogue. To build a stronger foundation for managing such interactions, consider exploring strategies for building a positive and engaging presence in conversations, which can help prevent misunderstandings before they escalate. Step 1, stay calm and assess the situation. The first and most critical step in handling negative comments is to remain calm. Reacting impulsively, whether by deleting the comment, arguing, or taking it personally, often worsens the situation. Take a moment to step back and assess the nature of the criticism. Is it constructive feedback phrased poorly? Is it a personal attack with no substance? Or is it a mix of both? Understanding the intent behind the comment will guide your response strategy. During this assessment, avoid the temptation to respond immediately. Instead, give yourself time to process the feedback and consult with your team if necessary, especially if the criticism pertains to a business matter. This pause not only prevents knee-jerk reactions but also shows that you take feedback seriously. For additional insights on managing high-pressure communication scenarios, check out Managing Communication Overload, which offers practical tips for staying composed under stress. Step 2, respond with empathy and transparency. Once you've assessed the situation, craft a response that acknowledges the commenter's perspective. Empathy is a powerful tool in diffusing negativity. Start by thanking them for their feedback, even if it's harsh. This simple act shows that you are open to dialogue and not dismissive of their opinion. For example, a response could begin with, "Thank you for sharing your thoughts. We understand your concern and would like to address it." Transparency is equally important. If the criticism points to a genuine mistake or oversight, own up to it. Apologizing sincerely and outlining steps to rectify the issue can rebuild trust. For instance, if a customer complains about a product defect, acknowledge the error, offer a solution, and invite them to discuss further offline if needed. This approach not only resolves the immediate issue but also demonstrates accountability, a key trait of effective leadership. To refine your skills in connecting with diverse perspectives, explore tailoring communication for different audiences, which can help you craft responses that resonate with varied stakeholders. Step 3, avoid escalation and keep it professional. One of the biggest mistakes in handling online criticism is engaging in arguments. Even if the commenter is rude or unreasonable, responding with hostility will only damage your credibility. Maintain a professional tone at all times, focusing on facts rather than emotions. If the criticism is unfounded or malicious, a simple response like, "We appreciate your input and are committed to improving." If you have specific concerns, please feel free to message us directly, can suffice. This approach avoids confrontation while showing that you are open to private resolution. In cases of persistent trolling or harassment, consider ignoring the comment or, if necessary, blocking the individual. Most platforms have policies against abusive behavior, and leveraging these tools can protect your mental well-being and online space. Remember, not every comment warrants a response. Prioritize those that offer constructive insights or impact your audience's perception. Step 4, turn criticism into opportunity. Negative feedback, when handled well, can be a goldmine for improvement. Use criticism as a chance to refine your products, services, or communication style. For businesses, customer complaints can highlight areas for operational enhancements, while for individuals, feedback can reveal blind spots in personal branding or messaging. Document recurring themes in criticism to identify patterns. Are multiple people pointing out the same issue? If so, it's a signal to take action. Moreover, showcasing how you've implemented feedback can strengthen your reputation. Share updates or follow UPS publicly, thanking critics for their input and demonstrating the changes made. This transparency not only validates the commenter but also builds trust among your broader audience. For tips on crafting impactful online messaging, refer to How to Introduce Yourself Professionally Online, which can guide you in presenting updates with clarity and confidence. Step 5, build a resilient online presence to mitigate criticism. Preventing negative comments starts with cultivating a strong, authentic online presence. Consistently share valuable content, engage with your audience, and foster a community built on trust and respect. When your digital footprint reflects integrity and transparency, criticism is less likely to spiral out of control. Proactively address potential concerns by providing clear information about your products, services, or values. Clarity reduces misunderstandings. Regularly interacting with your audience also creates a buffer against negativity. Respond to positive comments as diligently as you do to negative ones, and encourage open dialogue. A supportive community can often counterbalance criticism by defending your brand or perspective organically. To master these engagement techniques, delve into the best ways to communicate effectively on social media, which offers actionable advice for building meaningful connections online. Handling criticism as a leader, setting the tone for your team. For leaders, managing negative comments isn't just about personal reputation, it's about setting an example for your team or organization. How you respond to criticism shapes your company culture and influences how employees handle feedback. Lead with vulnerability by admitting when you're wrong and showing a commitment to growth. This not only humanizes you but also encourages a culture of accountability and continuous improvement. Additionally, train your team on how to address criticism consistently. Develop guidelines for social media interactions, ensuring that responses align with your brand's voice and values. Equip them with tools to de-escalate conflicts and turn negative experiences into positive outcomes. Leadership in communication is about modeling resilience and empathy, even in the face of adversity. The role of emotional intelligence in managing online criticism. Emotional intelligence, EQ, plays a pivotal role in handling negative feedback. Individuals with high EQ can read between the lines of criticism, discerning whether it stems from genuine frustration or something else entirely. They also manage their own emotions effectively, preventing personal feelings from clouding professional judgment. Developing EQ involves self-awareness, recognizing how criticism affects you, and self-regulation, ensuring that your response aligns with your long-term goals rather than short-term impulses. Empathy, a core component of EQ, allows you to connect with critics on a human level. Put yourself in their shoes. Why might they feel this way? What unmet need or expectation is driving their comment? By addressing the underlying emotion rather than just the words, you can transform a negative exchange into a constructive conversation. Strengthening emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, but it's one that pays dividends in both personal and professional interactions. Legal and ethical considerations in responding to criticism. While most online criticism is manageable through communication, there are instances where legal or ethical boundaries come into play. If a comment crosses into defamation, harassment, or threats, document the interaction and consider seeking legal advice. Many platforms allow you to report abusive content, and taking swift action can protect your reputation and safety. Ethically, avoid retaliating against critics, even if their comments are unfair. Deleting legitimate feedback can be perceived as censorship, damaging trust with your audience. Instead, use criticism as a chance to demonstrate your commitment to fairness and transparency. Balancing assertiveness with respect is key to maintaining ethical standards in digital interactions. Conclusion. Navigating negative comments and online criticism is an art form that requires patience, strategy, and emotional resilience. By staying calm, responding with empathy, avoiding escalation, turning feedback into opportunity, and building a robust online presence, you can transform challenges into stepping stones for growth. For leaders and businesses, handling criticism effectively is non-negotiable. It shapes how others perceive your credibility, accountability, and authenticity. In a world where digital interactions are instantaneous and permanent, mastering this skill sets you apart as a communicator and leader. Remember that criticism, while uncomfortable, is often a sign that your voice matters. People don't critique what they don't notice. So, embrace feedback as a tool for refinement, and let your responses reflect the values and strength of your personal or professional brand. With the right approach, you can turn even the harshest comments into opportunities for connection, growth, and lasting impact.